Welcome to RFUA Swell Radio. Get ready to join members of the San Diego-based musical group SLED for a journey celebrating rock and roll music both past, present, and future. This is RFUA Swell Radio on The Answer San Diego.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the first Saturday of 2024. It's a really nice cold but dry evening here in Southern California. Saturday evening, February the 3rd, 2024. Welcome to Swell Radio, RFUA. And tonight we bring in a founding brother where it all began. Mike Feminelli, our first guitar player in SLED, who was an original member, helped us form the band with Doug Johnson, our bass player, Carrie, Dino, and myself. The Swell Aussie Music Minute, the SLED Track of the Week. Lot to cover, a little bit of time. My name's Peter DeLuke.
I'm Dino DeLuke.
And that means I must be Swell Aussie.
Put a log on the fireplace. Put the TV on mute. Grab some JMO and a cold one. Let's get this party started. Sit back. You're going to learn a lot of history and biography about the musical group SLED tonight. And it's going to be fun, man. AM 1170. FM 96.1 on The Answer. KCBQ San Diego. Swell Radio. RFUA. We'll be right back.
There's more RFUA Swell Radio on The Answer San Diego.
That's right, party animals. Scorpion Percussion. You want some sticks to kick? You got to go to Scorpion Percussion. Located on 5955 Megatron Boulevard, San Diego, California. Check out the exclusive Dino DeLuke Signature Series drumsticks with SLED on them, exclusively at Scorpion Percussion. Get with Smitty. He'll give you the best sticks to kick. Scorpion Percussion, a San Diego corporation. When hunger strikes, hit Mary's Donuts and Deli, 10101 Main Avenue, Lakeside, California. You don't want to forget about eating the wonderful sandwiches at Mary's Donuts and Deli. The Union Tributes Deli of the Year Award and Bakery of the Year Award. That's Mary's Donuts, 101 Main Avenue, Lakeside, California. Tell them SLED sent you. Rock on.
Where your Saturday nights really rock. Swell Radio RFUA, 96.1 FM and AM 1170 KCBQ.
For all your legal needs, Arena Law Group, 2732 Fifth Avenue, San Diego, California, 92103. All aspects of criminal law, from DUI, domestic violence, drug charges, homicide, and even all your civil litigation needs. Albert Arena, over 35 years of trial experience in San Diego County. Arena Law Group, 619-231-3100. Again, 619-231-3100. Albert Arena, he won't let you down.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Brian Tishy from Silverthorne, and you're listening to Swell Radio RFUA with my friends from SLED in San Diego on KCBQ.
We missed you. We're back. Swell Radio RFUA.
What's up, everybody? You got Dino here in the house. Now, I got to tell you, the cool thing about this show this week, we got one of the founding fathers of SLED in the house, Mr. Mike Feminelli. And you know what? We're going to rock to this killer song that we wrote called Glazed. Take it away, Todd.
All alone, rubs his cold eyes.
Was Glazed off the Dopamine record, Sled's first record. And our special guest this week is Michael Feminella.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, Mikey.
Right on. Thanks for having me.
So the cool thing about what we were doing in the beginning, man, we had a cover band, Nemesis, for many years, which we still have going. But at the end of towards the middle end of 1994, we played over at a bowling alley in Claremont. Remember that? And your old band, Rise or Fall, was playing. And when Dino and me and you, we'd seen you for the first time play guitar. We didn't know Mike yet, but we were like, that dude friggin' smokes. And we had been kicking around the idea of doing something different as we were heading into 1995. And I think it was you, Dino, that made contact with Mike.
No, right? What happened was... I'd been hanging with John Thompson, who was a singer in Rise or Fall.
Yeah, John, great singer.
Kerry's like, well, dude, he ain't playing with John no more. I'm going to hit up Feminella. I know him from some 14.
Right, yeah, Kerry and Mike knew one another for a long time.
Kerry hit you up. I met you. You came over to my house to meet with me in Allied Gardens.
Yeah, I remember that.
And the rest is history.
And then
man.
You called me, and I said to Doug, I said, "Hey man, we're gonna jam with this guitar player. We're just gonna form a new band. It's an all original band, man. We didn't even have a name yet. We didn't even have any idea what we were gonna do. And by the way, Glaze, amazing guitar solo by Mike and Kerry's vocals, and it's about a pretty heavy subject of suicide, and it's a young kid, and it's something I've actually witnessed firsthand, not during it, but ex post facto. And when you think about how this tears people's lives apart. It's a very sensitive subject. But all throughout the years, we've always written songs about things that matter. whether it's a current event or whatever it may be, if you really delve into our library of our many albums of music and what we write about, we always have a reason for writing a song, and there's always a subject topic behind it. We think that's one of the things that separates us from many other bands. And not just to write a jam song, but just any old lyrics, or every song tells a story or talks about something we agree with or disagree with or a viewpoint or whatever it may be. So get back to the story, man.
So Kerry brings this guy over to my house, and he had long hair, and he was a cool dude, man. I liked him and liked the vibe. So we were rehearsing at some little like
it was a storage unit.
Yeah.
In El Cajon.
Right.
Yep.
And we all went down. We set up. You brought your rig in with the IntelliFX and the Mesa Boogie head, and the rest was history, man. We started writing this record.
Yeah, it took us, six months.
And then when we decided to record the record, Mike's like, dude, I got this guy, Woody Barber. I worked with him. He's at San Diego recording. We're going to give him a chance. He's going to track the record. So we went to Woody, and you had done
Woody did a good job.
Woody did.
Yeah.
And he's still alive. He's in Mississippi now.
Oh, we ran into a cousin of his. Yeah,
his cousin.
It was fun working with Woody, man. You know, and a lot back in those days, man, we were a lot younger. So, hell, we'd play a Nemesis gig and we were running over, and I was doing keyboard tracks at 2 o'clock in the morning until 6 or 7 in the morning. And, you know, I liked to work late at night back in those days. Not so much as I used to, but, you know, all of us had a chance to just give. And Woody gave us some cool input, some guidance.
No, he was great.
He's like, hey, man.
For that
man.
Record, he was great.
Didn't we do some tracks up in Escondido at Exum Studios?
Well, you know what happened?
I think Blink 182 was breaking out right
then, too,
up there.
They were, and they were there in the studio.
Exactly.
What we did is we did the first songs for the video at Trojan Horse. Remember that?
Yeah.
We did Taxman up there the first time we recorded it.
I believe that's a different – it's a different recording than what's on the CD.
We have some old school video. We have one, The Ringing Inside You, too, with our buddy Stevie and his girlfriend at the time, who turned out to be pretty insane. In real life, we didn't really realize that because Ringing Inside You is going to want to be one of the songs. It might be the next one, but it's on. It's about a girl that's completely losing her mind, and Teresa, the girl at the time, I haven't seen that video. I'm sure Dino has it somewhere in his collection.
Do. But Mario shot that.
Yeah, Mario Frasca,
and he shot Taxman.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he
shot Taxman too. So.
Taxman, I have a copy of that. It's
I do
cool.
too, man.
Yeah.
It's a great
I think
video.
We're going to get to that track right now. So this is a song that
Ringing
we put together.
You.
It's about a girl that completely. Just loses her mind, and it's ringing inside you, and it's the Dopamine album. Take it away, Todd.
Something you never know. Oh yeah. stop the rain. Oh yeah. And did you ever see? Did you see the girl? She cried in so much pain. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. No.
Sled, it's ringing inside you. So here's one of the, I know you wanted to say something too, but so back then, you know, besides me being a guy that writes all the songs, we get a guitar player that not only smokes, but Mike's like, I also write too, brother. So, you know, and I'm like, so, excuse me, blurb that out. So, you know, we had a chance to individually contribute our writing skills and co-write things together. And a lot of things that we wrote together was maybe just as great as anything we each came up with, right? Because we had a chance to, you know, as a writing partner, man, it's sometimes it's difficult to form a relationship with someone, you know, because, you know, you just don't know how it's going to work out that way. I had a lot of good fortune with Eric and Kevin, too, and even Mike Failer. So, you know, I mean, it's been cool to work with different people, but I think the chemistry that's always found to be the most unique chemistry is the original chemistry.
Yeah, exactly. Kerry Rothman, the way he sang back then, which he's still capable. I mean, obviously he's killer.
Well, we would always present an idea to him and we just say, okay, bro, you're batter up, man. Put the lyrics on it. Give us the melodies. Or sometimes I have melody ideas. But, you know, for the most part, man, Kerry was a little different in those days. He's a little bit more focused these days without saying anything bad about him. He's always been a great singer and very talented guy. But we dealt with a lot of different things.
No, Kerry has grown leaps and bounds as a songwriter, you know, which is tremendous. Yes. I mean, he gets it now, you know. His head's stable. His mind's stable. And look, man, you know, it's a pleasure and an honor to work with a guy that good, just like you, Mike, you know.
So we've been kicking around the idea as we approached our 30th year of being a band. We're gonna do an anniversary party. And, I mean, with Mike, it would be fitting to include him because he hasn't really been doing much with music. He's been doing some other things. But, you know, when you think about going back to, you know, the very beginning, man, you know, paying tribute to our first album, Dopamine, and our years of being together as a musical group – it's just something we feel like would be fun to do.
How do you not do it? You know what I mean? It's like the four founding fathers of SLED, right? Like, you know, the Yankees have four guys that were like, they're the four core, right? I mean, everybody great has their four cats.
There's always something very unique about original members that form a musical group. And a lot of people maybe that aren't musicians don't understand. It's almost like creating a child, man, because you create something. You know, we started with nothing. We just didn't have any idea. We knew we were going to be playing a certain style of hard rock, heavy metal music. That was what we all come from the same school, but you don't know what you're going to get, right? And it's the toughest thing is getting a band formed and up and off the ground. That's the, especially an original band, because, you know, back then the music scene was really incredible. And, you know, we had a lot of competition. There were people that knew who we were. They were gunning for us because they knew that we were good musicians. And it came upon us on St. Patrick's Day in 1995. I remember Bill Burkle and a few other people. I went and I said, hey, man, we're ready. So we want to debut. And our first show was St. Patrick's Day. I want to say it was a Friday or Saturday night. I don't know. But we played at the legendary Bacchanal. That was our very first, which is no longer here. But when we looked out from behind the stage, it was sold out. The place was packed.
It was a great show,
it
too.
It was a great show. And, you know,
great memories.
People wanted to see, you know, what this was all about, what we were doing.
Well, the cool thing about, Mike, you remember some of the great shows, Dokken in Reno.
Oh, man.
Dokken at Fourth and B.
Oh, yeah.
Joan Jett up in Reno, Nevada. I mean, you
Reno
did some
was a
great.
Blast.
And then the first
Cinderella,
big tour we ever
tour
did.
With the Bullet Boys.
Yeah, San Francisco,
we had,
man.
Gilby Clark and Tishy Tracy Guns out
and
there.
And Tishy was in the band. It was like, I mean, we were really fortunate to get some really cool things in the beginning of Sled. You know, a couple of years later, you know, the first record, the second record. You know, look, we worked with some big names. Working with Al Petrelli was probably, at that point, the best producer we'd ever worked with.
And we're going to play a couple more legendary songs from our first album, Dopamine. We got to take a commercial break, though, more with Mike Feminelli. AM 1170, FM 96.1 on The Answer. KCBQ San Diego, Swell Radio, RFUA. We'll be right back.
There's more RFUA Swell Radio on The Answer, San Diego.
That's right, party animals. Scorpion Percussion. You want some sticks to kick? You got to go to Scorpion Percussion, located on 5955 Megatron Boulevard, San Diego, California. Check out the exclusive Dino DeLuke Signature Series drumsticks with Sled on them, exclusively at Scorpion Percussion. Get with Smitty. He'll give you the best sticks to kick. Scorpion Percussion, a San Diego corporation. That's right, Jimmy's Famous Restaurant, Santee, California. 9635 Mission Gorge Road, long-running eatery and sports bar, serving American comfort food in a casual diner-like atmosphere. Jimmy's Famous Restaurant and Sports Bar, 619-448-8994. That's 619-448-8994. Remember, Jimmy's Famous Restaurant, Santee, California.
Hey, this is Darren Lee from YNT. You're listening to Swell Radio RFUA with my brothers from Sled. Turn up the radio, rock and roll.
Well, at least paying our bills is out of the way. Let's rock, Swell Radio RFUA.
Welcome back, Swell Radio RFUA. Very nice Saturday night. So, you know, how do you gauge the hit songs per album? But based on the audience's perception of what songs they like, this one was one of their favorites. We happened to make it last on the album. It's quite fitting for what's going on today. And it's called Golden Chair, and it's something that Mike and I co-wrote. And it probably is one of the very best songs I think we ever wrote together. And you guys will hear it now. Take it away, Todd.
Check out the solo.
Oh, it's alright. sure. The rich man knows the power in this institution. Can you see me? Can you feel me? It's a lie, it's a lie. Lay me down and kill me.
Classic ending to an album, a live fade out. So fitting, right? So that's that. We're going to throw it over to Swell Ozzy. Oz, take it away!
Hey, Mike, outside of Sled, I know you were the guitar player at Mark Torian's solo band. Mark, of course, is the singer in the Bullet Boys. Kush Johnson was involved in that project as well. What else can you tell our listeners about the band and the experience you had working with them?
Yeah, the band was actually called Kush Johnson, yeah. Which was a kind of an imaginary figure. So there was nobody in the band had that name, but
Mark himself Kush Johnson.
Yeah, Mark
he was Kush Johnson.
Oh, he was Kush Johnson.
Yeah, exactly. Mark was the singer, and then we had Melvin Brannon, who was he played in some
Dan Reed Network.
Sick. He's a killer funk player.
Pete was
and
the
then
drummer.
Pete Newman was the drummer. He was also the drummer in the Bullet Boys. So, yeah, we did a couple shows. We did the Viper Room and the House of Blues in Hollywood. And then Mark relocated to Florida and pretty much made it impossible to continue that project. So that was kind of the end of it. But it was a good run. I have a recording. The songs are killer. It's a shame that nothing else ever happened with it because it was definitely hit the time. It was a lot like Foo Fighters. That kind of jam.
Well, one thing about Mark Torian, man, a lot of people don't realize, the guy's a musical genius. And when I tell you, when some people make it big, man, they make it big for many reasons, not just based on the one-hit song. And that goes for a lot of people that we know who maybe didn't have a gigantic success. But I'm telling you, man, certain people make it because they're that brilliantly talented. We had a chance to work with him. Remember, we wrote a song. What was the name of that song we wrote with him?
Noise.
Fantastic song.
Dude's a brilliant songwriter.
He is.
And
he knows a lot about music.
Performer, and, yeah. Singer, guitar player, talented guy.
Yeah. Go ahead, Dino.
Oz, you had another question.
Yeah, another question. Oz, hit it.
I did, Mike. I wanted to ask you, if you had to name the single biggest musical influence on you, who would it be? Was it a particular performer or a group? Who would it be?
I would have to say Randy Rhoads because of the time. I just remember I was probably like 13 years old, and Diary came out. Blizzard was already out, and I was so obsessed. I probably played 10 or 12 hours a day, learned both albums note for note. I mean, listening to it would make the hair stand up on the back of my neck.
You and 10,000 other kids across the country who play guitar at that time.
I would say that was number one.
So I mean,
even above Van Halen, for some reason, Randy's songwriting just triggered something in me that made me want to play.
How about the current guitar players that are still happening? Say, give me five of your favorite guys, man.
Guys, right now,
yeah.
Guthrie Govan, and I'm still a fan of some of the older cats that are still playing, like Vi and Satriani. I even like Eric Johnson when I want to hear something a little mellower. But
we're going to get to the
one more.
No, we're going to. Oh, yeah. You have one more name.
One more name.
Yngwie?
Nah.
No.
Not so much anymore. He was a big influence, like around the late 80s on me.
What about Lynch
and whatnot? Love George.
Yeah. George.
How about Eddie? Were you an Eddie guy?
I was always an Eddie guy.
Of course.
Randy was just number one at that time.
Well, there you go. We're going to get to the track. This was the very first Sled song ever written, and a lot of people didn't know that, and maybe a showstopper, maybe not, but this is Taxman, everybody.
That was Taxman by Sled off the Dopamine record. And that was the first original song we've ever wrote as a band. And I got to tell you, man, Mike and Kerry were like Batman and Superman. It was like, it was amazing, man. The moments that we recorded these songs, there was just super magic in the room, man. You know, I'll be honest with you. They always say a great band's first record is the first record. And I have to agree with
There's
that.
There's always something very special about the first song that you write together. And as far, I mean, Mike plays incredible solos, but I don't know if there was ever a better solo he played on that album.
Kerry killed too on song. That.
So. No, I love that one
yeah,
too.
That's one of my favorite songs. Swell Radio, RFUA. Got to take a short pause to the call. We're going to come back to Swell Ozzy Music Minute, the Sled Track of the Week. All this coming your way on AM 1170, FM 961 on The Answer, KCBQ San Diego. We'll be right back.
There's more RFUA Swell Radio on The Answer San Diego.
Listen to Swell Radio RFUA anywhere. Download the Answer San Diego app on your phone or listen online on theanswersandiego.com.
For all your tattoo and piercing needs, make sure you check out Last Days Tattoo, 4919 Newport Avenue, San Diego, California, 92107. That's Ocean Beach, California. Call John or any of his wonderful artists. Piercing, tattoo, anything, 619-546-5150. That's 619-546-5150. Last Days Tattoo.
Hey everybody, this is David Ellison from Megadeth and the Ellison Solo Band, and we are hanging here with Swell Radio RFUA, my friends from Sled, where we are discovering the undiscovered. Keep it loud, keep it rocking.
Back to the rock on 96.1 FM and 1170 KCBQ. It's Swell Radio, RFUA.
Welcome back. So, Dino, do you know what time it is?
You know what time it is? I know what time it is.
Do
you know what time it is?
It sure is.
It's time for the Swell Ozzy Music Minute. Take it away, Oz!
Welcome to the Swell Ozzy Music Minute. Straight ahead, it's Savatage. The band was originally called Avatar. That was 1978. It was started by brothers John and Chris Olive. They began playing out in Florida later that year using the name Savatage. Steve Wachholz was soon added as the drummer. Ronald Sisson would soon become the bass player. Next, they won the prestigious YNF Pirate Tape Competition, a talent contest hosted by 95.5 YNF, a huge station in St. Petersburg, Florida. This eventually led to the band's first album, Sirens. It's on Par Records. Dan Johnson produced it. Keith Collins is the bass player. That same year, they released The Dungeons Are Calling, Combat Records, Dan Johnson producing again. The band tours as part of the Monsters of the Universe tour with Quiet Riot, Exodus, Raven, and Overkill. 86, we see the album Fight for the Rock. The band was very disappointed by this album, playing the blame on the record company, trying for radio-friendly hits. The tour sees them opening for Kiss and other shows with Metallica. Soon the band would take a break so John Olive could work on John Waite's new album, contributing on four songs on that one. 87 is The Hole of the Mountain King. This one had a cover of Badfinger's Day After Day. Johnny Lee Middleton is now the bass player in the band. Their next album was Gutter Ballet. That's on Atlantic Records. Paul O'Neill produced. The band called this their best album, owing it to a bigger budget and better production. John Olive plays piano, keyboards, drums, and bass on most of the album. Next from Savatage was their classic album Streets, Atlantic Records. Paul O'Neill producing this one again. It's a concept album based on a character named Downtown Jesus. The band opened for Paul Stanley on his solo tour away from Kiss. Soon, John Caffrey and Al Petrilli were added to the band, along with drummer Jeff Plate, and the new singer was Zach Stevens, formerly of Wicked Witch. Their next album was The Edge of Thorns, Atlantic Records, O'Neill producing again. This album was previously recorded material, though, with Olive playing guitar, Middleton on bass, and Wachholz on drums. Soon, Chris Olive dies in a car accident, sadly, and he's replaced by Alex Skolnick. Next album from the band was Dead Winter Dead. It's Atlantic Records, Olive producing. This is all new material, with Petrilli and Caffrey appearing on the album. This one sees the band going toward classical music instead of their old sound. The next one's called Handful of Rain. Alex Skolnick is the guitar player on it. Producer Paul O'Neill plays rhythm guitar on this one. The band toured Japan, and the result was Live in Japan, recorded at the Kitka Club in Japan. Next, John Alive and Chris Caffrey began working on a side project called Dr. Butcher. John Osborne was the drummer on that. Next side project is the huge success, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, which originally was Sabotage with a full orchestra. The next studio album from the band was The Wake of the Magellan. There was no tour for that because of the overwhelming success of TSO. Poets and Madmen was the next album from Sabotage, Nuclear Blast Records. Alive produced it himself. He replaced Zach Stevens on vocals for this. When the band toured, Jack Frost was the rhythm guitar player for them. And finally, after a 20-year break, the band was back recording an album called Curtain Call. It's all new material. Zach Stevens, Alive, Petrelli, Caffrey, and Johnny Middleton involved in this. I understand the album was recorded, but it's been delayed because of a household accident that left John Alive with a broken back. When I have more information on Sabotage, I will give it to you. And there you have it, the Swell Aussie Music Minute on Swell Radio, RFUA.
Yeah, freaking awesome stuff. So you heard the old stuff. We're going to get some of the new stuff. The newest album, Blood Moon. Here's the title track. This is Blood Moon. More sled for you.
Yeah, there's a blood moon in here.
From the old to the new, that's Blood Moon, the title track of the new Sled CD, Blood Moon. And, you know, the question is, do we maintain our sound? Do we have that distinctive sound? And, you know, if you ask me, I'm going to tell you we do have a certain distinctive sound. When you hear a Sled song, you know it's us. I mean, and the changes over the years have come and gone, you know, especially in the bass and drum department. But I think we've always kept it right where it had to
you
be.
You never got rid of the drummer, dude. What are you talking about?
No, the changes come in the drums. I mean, in the guitar and bass. I'm sorry, in the guitar and bass department over the years. But we've always kept, you know, a certain type of signature type of sound, which I think actually we kind of recaptured on the
Carrie.
Sound. Well, of course. And, you know, Mike, I'm sure if we handed Mike some of that stuff to play, it would be nothing for him to play it. He could play anything. He could play any of the stuff even he didn't write. I'm sure he could play any of it. He's talked about some of the older stuff, other stuff he's heard he thought was really well done, too. So, I mean, like I said, coming up for Sled, by the way, Tuesday night, April 9th at the Ramona Main Stage. We're opening for Tom Kiefer, solo band from Cinderella. Tickets are available. Hit any one of us up. And we have another show tonight, right?
Yeah, it's Pete's birthday party tonight up at Alpine at the Casino Inn. We start rocking right after this show tonight, man.
Actually, we're already on stage, 7 to 11. We want to thank Mike Feminelli, our brother.
Awesome having him,
in rock and roll, and there'll be more coming your way. A lot of good stuff coming your way. Ladies and gentlemen, AM 1170, FM 96.1 on The Answer, KCBQ San Diego, Swell Radio, RFUA. Good night, America. Sayonara, San Diego!
Thank you for joining us for RFUA Swell Radio. Join us next week at this same time as the celebration of rock and roll music, both past, present, and future, continues. To learn more about the show, how to become a guest or sponsor, visit TheAnswerSanDiego.com. This has been RFUA Swell Radio on The Answer San Diego. You'll be the one.